Welcome to the Author Factor Podcast, where we break down exactly how smart business owners and corporate leaders leverage the powerful advantage of being a published book author. I'm your host, Mike Capuzzi, and you're in the right place if you want profitable nonfiction book writing tips. Have you ever wondered if it's truly possible to turn ordinary habits into extraordinary miracles? My guest today is Rahul Sharma, a dynamic leader and transformative figure whose life is a testament to the power of a positive mindset and relentless determination. Rahul isn't just an expert in human resources and organizational development. He's a living embodiment of the belief that with grit and perseverance, anything is achievable. His first book, Habits for Miracles, is a journey into the power of mind talk, a tool for unlocking our true potential. Rahul, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Mike, for having me, and thank you for a wonderful introduction. Appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you spending some time with me today. And Rahul, I do want you to kind of go through your background, but you just shared some exciting news, so please make sure you share that with my audience. So why don't you tell me a little bit more about what you have done in the past and what you're going to be doing going forward?
Sure. So in the past, I have been a firefighter for my organization that I spent almost two decades. I was in the staffing industry and focusing on learning and development. So last 10 years of my career, I built the learning and development organization for Calabra Group of Companies, and just retired from my work on 29th of December. And now I will be focusing on spreading the message of my book, as well as helping accidental leaders, leaders who lead by chance, not by choice, to help them and enlighten them with the world of people management. So that would be my focus going forward.
Well, congratulations, because we're just recording this just a few days after your retirement and now your new journey. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
And by the way, I love that. And it may be out there. I don't know if it's already out there, a book title, but I love the Accidental Leader is a great book title. So you might want to write that one down.
Yep. On my cards.
There you go. There you go. So we are going to focus on your first book, Habits for Miracles. So tell me, Rahul, a little bit more about who that book is for. You know, why did you decide to write it? And then I'd love you to share a couple tips or ideas from the book to inspire our listeners to go grab a copy.
Sure. So the reason I wrote this book is in the last 20 years of my career, I have encountered many fresh graduates to whom we hire for our work. And they were having amazing potential when we hired them. But little over 3 to 6 months, we realized that either they quit on us or we quit on them. And that really wondered me. It really puzzled me that why that is happening. And throughout the years, I was jotting down notes and then came up with this book to ensure that our students, leaders, they really unlock their true potential early on rather than waiting for their career to get over. So this book is for students, for anyone who is struggling, who feels that they are in that self-pity mode, who feels that everything is going against them. This book is for them. It's a motivational book. It's an inspirational book where I have given tips that people can do the self-discovery. Because most of the times I realize we don't know ourselves. And since we don't know ourselves, we don't have directions, we don't have any longevity to where we are going, and we get stuck. So if you want to get unstuck, if you want to create your own miracles, this is the book. And Mike, I was very particular about when I was writing the book. I didn't want to have a long book. It is a very short book, probably a 90-minute read. And it has my personal stories as well as actionable steps. So each chapter, so there are miracles is an acronym that I've used, M-I-R-A-C-L-E-S. And each acronym has, each letter has a habit. And so eight chapters, and each chapters have three things that they can implement right away. I don't want them to finish the book and then go on implementation, because without implementation, there is no use of the book. So that is what I have done. Fonts, I have used bigger fonts to make sure that people can read. And yes, I'm right now focusing on making it into Audible, but right now it is on a paper book and ebook.
Rahul, you're kind of speaking my playbook, because I was mentioning to you earlier, our company just publishes what we call these short, helpful books that are meant to be about a 60 to 90 minute read. So to your point, and you're right, the design, it's got to be readable, a larger font depending on your audience. Now, if you're targeting a younger audience, it might not be as big a deal, but for folks like you and me, it is a bigger deal. But I love this idea. So I just want to go down this a little bit deeper. Would you say your primary audience for the book is our students, or folks that are young in their career? Was that the primary audience?
That is my primary audience because I believe that habits, if inculcated early, can reap the benefits for a long term. But I would not say that this would not be helpful for someone who is having midlife crisis, someone who is stuck in their corporate role, someone who is stuck to get things better for themselves. They can do it because we are talking about habits that is changing you internally. We are not talking about building muscles. External factor, it is all about internal. So whenever you feel that you are stuck, and if you get a handle of the book, it will give you tips. The one tip that probably I've spoken about in this my book is about mind talk, the power of mind talk. And mind talk is something that we do every day with ourselves, and the impact of that positive mind talk is so huge that it can make all your dreams come true. Yes, you have to take action, no doubt about it. There is nothing can happen when you don't take action. So you take action, but that positive mind talk really make a difference. It has made a difference in me, my kids, my family, and I'm also seeing the readers who have read my book. They have shared their stories, and I'm very happy to see that the transformation that they are having within themselves.
So, is there any other tip that you'd like to share? You mentioned mind talk. Is there another just tip or shit, a reason why someone who's listening would want to buy this for their student, their kid, for themselves, just to give a little more of a tease?
Sure. So, I spoke about in my book about analyzation. So it's about self-reflection and understanding your core values. And if we analyze ourselves, our whys, our areas of strength, it will help us in taking the next step properly. Today, most of us, we do things because someone else is doing, without realizing whether it will be for me or not. We don't analyze ourselves. So that is one aspect. The second aspect, which are dear to me, is practice gratitude. Very rarely we believe or we feel blessed. We always are looking for things that we don't have. And we need to be blessed about things that we have, the family, the friends, all the materialistic thing or non-materialistic thing. We should be thankful to Almighty and then practice gratitude. And in 2024, one of the things that I have taken on my own plate is to help the needy. Someone who needs, I mean, I can help anyone, but I want to identify people who need help. So whether it is a coaching or whether it is monetary help to needy people, I want to do it. Every year as a ritual, we donate that student kit. My kids are in elementary, so that student kit that they have to purchase for every year, we donate it for one needy kid. So I just want to extend that throughout this 24 as well.
Very good. Very good. Well, I'm sure given your background and your desire to help others, the impact that you can make is going to be great. So
Thank you.
that's awesome. Rahul, your book is fairly new. It's published about mid-year 2023. I know you mentioned you haven't done a lot with it because you've been in a full-time, in your current role, but you're going to be doing more with it. But can you share anything that you've done so far? I know you're podcast guesting, if that's it, but any tip or strategy you would want to share that you've learned over the last 6, 7 months about book promotion that others would find interesting?
Sure. So as you mentioned, podcast was the one thing that I did mostly to promote my book. The other thing that has helped me is talking about book with within my friends, within my known circle, because that was able to help me in promoting the word of mouth. Because most of the time, when you see someone is having an impact, you are able to buy that book. The other thing I have done is I have shared my book with those people who I felt that they would need it. Probably they may not buy, or probably they may, I don't want them to buy. I want to give it to them. And the promise I'm making to, or not promise, but I'm requesting them that if they like it, they can purchase as a gift for someone else. So that is one thing I have done. But honestly, there is a lot of work to be done, and because the learning for me was, Mike, that writing a book is fairly easy. It is the other part which is really a game changer. And a lot of writers, they're not marketing professionals. I mean, like you. So we don't know how to make things happen. That's where support with like people like you is very, very helpful. And one thing I would say is you always need to have one guru or one coach who can help you with all the nitbits of publishing or book writing. It's not easy. You need to have a right person. I mean, I would say there were so many people who offered me their help. And when it used to come to the dollar value, I mean, it was very on a higher side. So, but I'm glad that I found one person who was able to guide me along the way. And that is what I would recommend everyone, to have at least one coach who can guide you through your book writing process.
Well, again, Rahul, you're making some excellent points. Again, from my own playbook, because I've always shared ad nauseum. Longtime listeners would be like, oh, here we go again. But I say constantly that really the book writing part is oftentimes the easier part. You may not feel that way when you're in it. The much more challenging part is the constant, what I call the consistent, persistent promotion of the book when it's done. Because our natural inclination is, oh, the book is done. We share it for a couple of weeks, and then life gets in the way, business gets in the way, and we kind of forget about it, and they end up in boxes in the closet, which does nobody any good. So yes, that book that you wrote last year, it's got years, maybe decades. I mean, think about the books you've read in the past that were written, 50, 60, 100 years ago. Thousands of years ago. So that is the reality. I would challenge you, and as I'm saying it to you, I'm saying it to myself. Don't give up on it and just get out there and promote. I think for your topic, Rahul, guesting on podcasts is a great strategy, very powerful strategy. So let's talk about the author journey, because it was your first book, probably not your last, but it was your first. Was there anything that happened along the way? And I think your idea and your suggestion of working with a coach or a guru is also very smart, because you don't want to make mistakes. There's a lot of places you can make mistakes, and maybe that's your best tip. Or is there any mistake that you made in the writing, publishing part that you just want to warn others about?
I would say that do your research thoroughly. I spend on some occasion multiple times. Things happen, I didn't like it, again I have to purchase. So it's talking about my the book covers. So you need to be very, very cautious about it. And the other thing, which I did it pretty late, was finishing the book to the core. Many a times it happens that it happened with me. I wrote my book and then I realized that, hey man, I need to put something else. I need to add this. I need to add this. So it was never coming to a halt. So I would recommend that you finish your book, make sure that it is writing is all done, and then you have to plan for promotion, not after writing. It has to be as soon as you thought of writing a book, you need to start working on your promotion, because it takes time. So that's the mistake I did. I mean, I was not knowing about it, so I started everything after I was done. But that is one big thing I would say. Start your promotion as soon as you're writing.
Again, excellent insight. I can't say that I've published now, I just published my 20th book, and, you know, different books for different reasons. So not all of them had to be promoted because some of them were for just private use. But, you know, I don't think I've ever really thought about the promotion as I'm writing. But you're absolutely right, Rahul. I interviewed a gentleman who his goal was to, he wrote his first book, had some success with it, self-published it. But his next book, it was published, and he wanted it to be like a New York Times bestseller, like, you know, big time book. Mm-hmm. He not only did he put together a 6-figure budget for the promotion, but he started working on it a year before he even thought it was going to be the publication date, and getting the JV partners and the book promotion partners and all these things lined up. So your insight and advice is excellent, and it's you know, if you want the biggest bang, yeah, you don't want to wait until that book is in hand and like, okay, now I got to start marketing it. So you know, yep. Excellent advice.
Yep, yep.
So Rahul, let's talk about the impact of being a book author. So I'd love to hear from your own words and your own experiences, insight, whether it's how it has made an impact on you personally or how it's impacted your readers. What has it meant to be a book author?
So the impact it had on me was the self-belief became more stronger because I was having 2 full-time jobs, one as a parent and another as the paying job. And on top of it, writing a book, taking out time was really challenging. So if I could do that, I can do anything. So that was a self-belief. The second thing, it helped me as a parent also, Mike, because my kids were seeing me that whatever I'm writing, I'm not writing for sake of it. They are seeing me doing it. So it was for me to have eye-to-eye contact with kids and writing the true story, like my smoking story. And my kids were just after me, look, man, Dad, you were smoking? Oh, you don't know, it's so bad for health and all that. So it really made me vulnerable in front of kids because the stories were all before they were born, before I was married. So they got to know me better. So that was for myself. For readers, I have seen people coming out to me telling me about the impact of life-changing situations that has happened with them. The impact of the positivity, the positive mindset, the mind talk. So they have shared with me about their impact. I'm still working with some of the readers, helping them off the shelf to see how they can go to the next level. But I'm seeing it on a daily basis when I see comments from people around, people like you who have been on my podcast, when they have read the book, comments from them really made me proud of the work that I've done.
What's the future look like for you? Where do you see yourself in another year? Is there another book in your future? Are you focusing on getting this message out?
Yeah, so book definitely in the future, not yet thought of. Probably Accidental Leader could be the book, as you mentioned, Mike. But a year from now, I would be a world traveler, traveling around the world, doing 2 things. One, spreading the message of my book. And 2, partnering with college and universities to teach a course on how to prepare them for the corporate world or for the world outside campus. So those will be the 2 items that I will be focusing on.
Rahul, I love it. As a father of 2 daughters that just graduated college a couple weeks ago, awesome. I love your message. I love what you're trying to do. I think it's so important. So congratulations and best wishes for all that. Can you share, Rahul, where's the best place my listeners can get your book? Where can they learn more about you?
They can go to Amazon and type my book name, Habits Number 4 Miracles. They can also go to my book website, habitsformiracles.com. They can get to know more about it. They can also get a free accountability workbook I have created. Because as you know, when you have to take action, accountability is very key. So it's an accountability workbook that my readers can get it for free from my website.
Very good. Well, we'll make sure we have all those links in there. Rahul, again, congratulations on the next part of your journey. Congratulations on your first book, and thank you for your time today.
Thank you, Mike, for having me. Appreciate it.
Well, that wraps up another episode of the Author Factor podcast. If you like what you heard, please rate and review us on Apple iTunes. Subscribe, tell a friend, and go grab the notes and extras at theauthorfactor.com. And to learn more about my unique short book publishing services, please check out bitesizebooks.com. See you next time.